Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Nedarim. Based on the previous halachos that, number one, the husband, after Nisuin, can't be made for any Nedarim that preceded the Nisuin, and two, during Erusin, the father and the husband may be made for together, and during that time they can be made for even Nedarim that preceded the Erusin. So because of those two halachos, based on those two halachos that we've learned, our Mishnah, Mishnah Daled, teaches us good advice that was the practice of Talmidei Chachamim. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, the way Talmidei Chachamim would do things, Ad Shelo Haisa Bito Yotza Meitzlo, before the Nisuin, but before the daughter would completely leave his Rishus by getting married fully, so at the end of the Erusin, about to have the Nisuin, Omer Lo, the father would say to his daughter, Kol Nedarim Shenadarit Pesach Beisi Harei Hein Mufarin. All the Nedarim that you made while you were in my home, while you were living in my home, you were growing up, they are all canceled. And of course, he can't do that alone, right? Because she is Moreset. So V'chein Habal, so too the husband has to also, Ad Shelo Tikanes Rishus, so before the Nisuin is completed, Omer La, he has to say to his wife, Kol Nedarim Shenadarit, Ad Shelo Tikanes Rishus, Yareini Mufarin. Any Nedarim that you made before you enter my Rishus, before we've completed our Nisuin, they are canceled. Now this is important, right? It's important that we do this now before the Nisuin, because, as we've noted before, once they completed the Nisuin, then the husband won't be able to be made for the Nedarim at all, because they were Nedarim that existed before the Nisuin, and we know Habal Eino Mefer B'Kodmin. He can't affect anything that happened before the wedding.